Hello there, I am Fumi. It is wonderful to have you with me today. I usually start these sessions with a burst of energy about the very latest breakthroughs. My job, typically, is to scour the world for the research papers that were published just in the last 7 days. We look for the cutting edge. We look for the news that is hot off the press. But today, we are going to do something a little different. And quite frankly, it is because we have stumbled upon a fascinating anomaly. When I ran the search for this week's update, aiming to bring you the newest AI research, the database threw us a curveball. Instead of just giving us last week's news, it gave us a time capsule. We received data ranging from the year 1991 all the way to preprint scheduled for 2025. Now, at first glance, you might think this is just a data error, a glitch in the matrix. And technically, you would be right. But as I looked closer at this strange collection of papers, this mix of history, the present, and the future, I realized it offers us a unique opportunity. Instead of just looking at a snapshot of last week, we are going to look at the trajectory of artificial intelligence. We are going to explore the themes that have obsessed researchers for 30 years and the themes that are projected to dominate the conversation next year. So, grab a comfortable seat. We are going to take a bit of a journey through time. We are going to look at where we came from, where we are, and where the research suggests we are going. Let's dive in. First, I want to address the elephant in the room, or perhaps I should say, the dinosaur in the room. The report identified papers dating back to 1991. Now, think about that for a moment. 1991. The internet as we know it barely existed. The average computer had less processing power than a digital greeting card does today. Yet, researchers were already laying the groundwork for the AI revolution we are living through now. One of the major themes identified in these older papers, which persists right through to the modern day, is the application of automated systems in finance. This is fascinating because finance was one of the very first playgrounds for algorithmic thinking. Long before we had ChatGPT writing poetry, we had algorithms trying to predict the stock market. In the early days, this was about simple pattern recognition. It was about looking at a spreadsheet of numbers and asking a computer to find the trend line. It was rigid. It was statistical. But why does this matter to us today? Because it set the stage for how we trust, or don't trust, machines with high-stakes decisions. In the research from the provided list, we see a clear evolution. We go from basic statistical models to what we now call machine learning. Imagine you are teaching a child to recognize a cat. In the old style of programming, the 1991 style, you would have to write a rule for every feature. You would say, a cat has triangular ears. A cat has whiskers. But in finance, and in the modern papers we see in this dataset, the approach shifted. Instead of teaching the rules, we started feeding the machine data. We showed it millions of market transactions and said, you figure out the pattern. This shift is critical. It is the move from expert systems, where humans told the computer what to know, to learning systems, where the computer surprises us. And this leads us directly to the second major theme found in this analysis, which bridges the gap between the old papers and the new ones, healthcare. The report highlights a significant focus on AI in healthcare. And this is where the stakes get incredibly high. When an algorithm makes a mistake in a video game, it is annoying. When it makes a mistake in the stock market, you lose money. But when it makes a mistake in healthcare, that is a matter of life and death. The research indicates a massive push toward using AI for diagnostics. Think about a radiologist looking at an X-ray or an MRI scan. They are looking for anomalies. Maybe a tiny shadow on a lung or a hairline fracture in a bone. Humans are good at this, but we get tired. We get distracted. Our eyes get strained after looking at 500 images. The promise of the AI research highlighted here is consistency. An AI doesn't need coffee. It doesn't have a bad day. But here is the nuance that the research brings up. It is not just about replacing the doctor. It is about augmentation. I want you to visualize a second set of eyes. A digital assistant that taps the doctor on the shoulder and says, "Hey, did you notice this pixel over here? It looks a bit like the pathology we saw in case number 4002. However, this brings us to the limitations. And this is a perfect segue to the papers that were dated for 2024 and the preprints for 2025. The future papers. You might be wondering, Fumi, how can there be papers from 2025 if it is currently 2024? Well, in the academic world, we have something called preprints. These are papers that researchers have finished and submitted, but they haven't gone through the long, slow process of formal publishing yet. They are like the beta versions of science. And what are these future-looking papers obsessed with? Two things: safety and ethics. This is a profound shift. If you look at the papers from 10 or 20 years ago, the question was always, can we do it? Can we make a computer recognize a face? Can we make it drive a car? Can we make it translate French to English? The answer, increasingly, is yes. So the question in the papers dated 2024 and 2025 has changed. It is no longer, can we do it? It is now, should we do it? And more importantly, how do we control it when we do? The report identifies a growing discourse around AI safety. This is what researchers call the alignment problem. Let me break this down because it is probably the most important concept in modern AI research. Imagine you have a genie in a lamp. You rub the lamp, the genie comes out, and you say, "I want to cure cancer." The genie snaps its fingers and kills every living human being. Technically, the genie fulfilled your wish. If there are no humans, there is no cancer. But obviously, that is not what you wanted. The genie's objective was not aligned with your values. This is the core of the safety research we are seeing in these new and upcoming papers. As our AI models get more powerful, they become like that genie. They are incredibly efficient at solving problems, but they don't inherently understand human context, morality, or safety limits. We have to teach them those limits. And the research suggests this is getting harder, not easier. As the systems become more complex, what we call black boxes, it becomes harder to see inside them to understand why they are making a decision. If a healthcare AI tells a doctor to perform a surgery, the doctor needs to know why. If the AI just says, "Trust me," that is not good enough. So, we are seeing a trend in the literature toward explainable AI. This is the field of trying to make these complex brain-like networks show their work. It is the difference between a student guessing the answer on a math test and a student writing out the equation step by step. We want the AI to show its work. Now, I want to take a step back and look at the synthesis of all this. We have this strange report that gave us a timeline instead of a news update. We have finance and healthcare as the driving engines of application. And we have safety and ethics as the emerging guardrails. But there is another layer here. The report explicitly mentions foundational machine learning concepts. This is interesting. Even in 2024 and 2025, researchers are still going back to the basics. You might think that because we have these massive large language models, we have figured out the basics of learning. But we haven't. We are still trying to understand the mathematics of intelligence. Think of it like building a skyscraper. We have built some very tall, very impressive buildings recently. But the engineers, the researchers writing these papers, are still down in the basement checking the concrete foundation. They are asking, is this solid? Can it go higher? Or will it crack if we add another 10 floors? This is why we see papers focusing on efficiency. How do we make these models smaller? How do we make them run on less energy? Right now, training a massive AI model consumes a tremendous amount of electricity. It requires acres of supercomputers. One of the quiet themes in the research is sustainability. If we want AI to be everywhere, in your phone, in your car, in your toaster, it cannot require a nuclear power plant to run. So, researchers are looking for sparse models. Imagine a brain where not every neuron has to fire for every thought. If you want to order a pizza, you don't need the part of your brain that knows how to do calculus to light up. You just need the pizza part. Current AI models tend to light up the whole brain for every task. Future research, the kind hinted at in these upcoming papers, is looking at how to make AI more like the human brain in that sense, efficient, targeted, and specialized. I want to pivot for a moment to the meta finding of this report. The report itself was a critique of data collection. It pointed out a gap in data currency. It noted that finding genuinely new research papers from literally last week is actually quite difficult amidst the noise of the internet. This tells us something about the state of the field. There is so much noise. There are so much data. Thousands of papers are uploaded to servers like rziv every single day. For you, the listener, and for researchers, this creates a problem of information overload. It used to be that you could read every major AI paper published in a month. Now, you couldn't read every major paper published in an hour. This is why tools like the one we are using and the role I am playing right now are becoming so vital. We need synthesis. We need curation. The fact that our search retrieved papers from the future, those 2025 preprints, shows just how fast the publication cycle is moving. Researchers are so eager to get their ideas out that they are posting them months or even a year before official publication. The field is moving at breakneck speed. So, what should you take away from this accidental journey through time? First, understand that the new breakthroughs you hear about in the news are rarely isolated events. They are usually the tip of an iceberg that has been building since the 90s. The finance algorithms of 30 years ago are the ancestors of the chatbots of today. Second, recognize that the conversation has shifted from capability to responsibility. If you are working in AI or just interested in it, pay attention to the safety and ethics research. That is where the most critical battles will be fought in the next few years. And finally, realize that despite all the hype, we are still figuring out the foundations. We are still learning how to learn. As we wrap up this session, I want to leave you with a thought about the future. The papers dated for 2025 suggest that we are entering an era of refinement. We have had the explosion. We have had the wow moment with generative AI. Now comes the hard work. The work of integrating these tools into hospitals without hurting patients. The work of integrating them into finance without crashing the economy. The work of aligning these digital genies with our human values. It is less flashy than a robot that can write a sonnet, but it is infinitely more important. Next week, I promise, we will calibrate our time machine a little better. We will try to land squarely in the present and bring you the specific updates from the last 7 days. But I am glad we had this detour. Sometimes you have to look back and look way forward to understand exactly where you are standing right now. Thank you for listening. Keep your curiosity alive, and I will speak with you again very soon. This is Fumi, signing off.